Please come in, coffee people. What I would like to do is, there's so much I want to share, but we cannot do everything one day. So where are we going with this? I want to go through this and really get it under the skin and understand the framework. Understand what is a personal peace? How do you find a person peace? What do we do? And we are building on how to heal the sick, preach the gospel, be led by the Holy Spirit. We will also go out on the street in the weekends on Saturdays for you who want more hands-on training. But I want to say this is a life we have been living for many, many years now. And I love it. I actually like preaching and sharing in churches, but I never tell stories from churches. Because it's just like, it's beautiful when people meet God in a church, but to be honest, it's more real to be out in a home and see it. There is something, like when you lift the book of Acts, there is something that's so real when you see this and live this life. And it's something we can all do. And if you take the book of Acts and look at this, it was the life they were living. And we want to help people to take steps. And I want to say it like that, it's something we can all learn. You can learn it. Will, where are you? Can you come up here? I want to share a fresh testimony from this Saturday, what happened this Saturday. And when I share this, I want to share this story, me who told tonight. Listen here. When I got the Holy Spirit many years ago, the first 6 years of my Christian walk, I never healed a sick, I never cast out a demon, never led anyone to God. No one. Nada. But then, I slowly start to discover this. And I thought, what? What? Can I just do it? Like, I was waiting for an invite. I was so frustrated. I was waiting. I remember one time I was saying to my leader in the church, hey, when is my turn to preach? I want to preach. I said, you just work with the kids and you work with the youth. And after a few years, you can be a youth leader. As a youth leader, you're going to preach one Sunday every year. I don't have patience to wait 5 years. But now it's not like we work for God. We are co-workers. We all called. We work with Him. Like it's not like you don't need to be discovered by me. You don't need to get an invite. You don't need to get a platform. We just take this and start to live it. And then we grow into it. And it becomes easier and easier and easier. For example, this Sunday, 2 days ago, I went to Ulriken, up running, up down, 1,333 stairs. And I came home and I was took a shower, went to the center where we met at 12 o'clock. And I came a little late. Only a few minutes, but I came just from the shower. My hair was already wet. No, it was dry. No. if I have long hair, it was wet. I came out of the shower, came to the center. And I came there, and my first thought is, I need coffee. I need lunch. I've been running. I have no food. I didn't have time for that. So we were out on the street, and I talked with Will here as one of the students. And I said, hey, Will, What do you want to experience today? And he said, I want to heal a sick. I've never taken that step before of praying for somebody who I've got healed. And I said, okay, you walk with me, but I want you to know I'm here to find a personal peace. And you remember I said that? Yeah. And I said, I'm going to find a personal peace today, and my goal is to sit on Espresso House and drink a cup of coffee. I need my coffee and share Jesus. With the gospel cars we have there. That was my goal. Okay? What happened was we went around and we stopped a few people and didn't find a personal peace first. So I cheated a little. I went in and get my coffee first. And then I went out and we continued. And we got rejected. How many times?
Maybe
20. 20 times? Rejected, 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 rejected. Hallelujah. That is one thing you need to learn. One time, there was somebody, I got a word of knowledge, you had pain in the knee, and yes, can I pray for you? I prayed one time. It's better, can I pray again? And started to get afraid, he didn't want it anymore and left. Then we found a man with the hand cut, and you stopped him, and what happened with him? You got rejected again. We got rejected so many times. But, you know, over life, you learn things. And I'm like, where is the person of peace? Where is that person God want me to find? And suddenly, two men came up. I stopped them, and as soon as we stopped, I knew that was the guy. We sat down with him. We talked a little. I invited him to Espresso House. That was what I wanted. We sat down there. We shared the gospel cards. And his friend had a problem with the knee, and what happened?
So you were sharing the cards, and I just wanted to see a healing. Because I've prayed for people before, and they said, I think they feel better. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But I've never experienced something that was definitely God healing. So I was impatient. I thought, I can't be bothered to wait for Corbin to finish the card thing. So I just want to, Corbin, can I just go pray for him? And he was like, sure. So I went around, and I laid my hand on his knee, and I said, by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command this knee to be completely healed now. And I was sort of like, well, I've done my best, you know. And he was like, it's gone. It's gone from down to zero. Yeah, so.
Well, you know, it didn't stop there. This young guy, Brage, we connected. He came with us here. We talked today. He's working the whole day tomorrow, but he's going to get baptized on Wednesday. And he wrote, the last thing he wrote to me this afternoon, he wrote here, I look forward to this, my friend, and there's a heart, and I'm his friend now. It didn't take long time to make a friend. And God had put his hand on Brage. But he's not the only. Today, this afternoon, hi Torben, I just need to meet you. Last week, me and my friend Brage, we talked. And he met you, and that was our answer to prayer. I also want to get baptized. So now we have two people that is ready to follow Jesus. How was this for you to see so fast, to somebody that was stranger, to this is my friend, to his friend is now coming with me, and we have two people who are ready to get born again, baptized?
I mean, yeah, it's life-changing, I would say, for me. Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah. All right.
Yeah, come on. So again, you know, it happened. Why? Why am I so gifted and anointed? No, where? I have exactly the same spirit you have. There is no one who have a tiny Holy Spirit. There is no one who have more. You have him or you don't. So the only difference between Will, me, Paul, Peter, John, James, and Jesus is experience. It's not anointing, it's experience. But we chase around anointings and never get experience. And when you start to know what you're looking for, it's much easier to find. So let's look at it. And I'm going to go through it. And we will build on this. And then if you want more training, we will meet on Saturdays at 12 o'clock, where we will take people out to do it. And there we will teach you to be rejected with a smile. And you know, what is so amazing out on the street is that I'm Torben Søndergaard. I have a movement. I've been in jail. I've done movies. I've written books. People travel the whole world to meet me. Out on the street, they don't care. I'm just like everyone else out there. It's so good. It's so humbling. No, I don't want to talk to you. You don't know who you're talking to. Like, it's so good. We are all the same out there. But it don't matter if it's first time you do it or you've done it 50 times. It's the same for all of us. So the first thing we read here, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. If we look at this, the harvest is plentiful, the harvest is ripe. When we say that, it don't mean that it's every single person we meet. Because he also said, if you come out and they will not receive your message, take the dust off your hand and feet and move on. So the harvest he's talking about is those who are ready, the person of peace, those who are seeking God, who are ready to receive. There are many, there are plentiful, there is more than enough work for all of us. The problem is not the harvest, the problem is the workers. How do we pray? We pray the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. What do we often do? We pray for the harvest. How many times have we not been praying for the harvest? Oh, God, send people here, God. Send the harvest. Send the harvest. Make the harvest ready in this city. I never pray like that. Never. Never. Harvest is ready. You know, when I was in Denmark, we saw things. Then I came to Poland. Oh, it's so beautiful what God is doing in Denmark. So beautiful. But this is Poland. You cannot do like that. People are not open. Then we go out on the street. We cast our demon here. Let's say people get born again. What? Then I go to Romania. Oh, it's so beautiful in Romania. What God is doing in Denmark and Poland. But this is Romania. And I hear the same talk everywhere often. And we are cursing the harvest. We are speaking so negative. We speak ourselves blind. The harvest is ready and plentiful in this city. It's not going to be more ready. It's not going to be less ready. It's been ready 2,000 years. It's how it is. This is what Jesus said. And we are not waiting for the harvest to change. We need to change. And this is the problem with revival. We are like, oh God, send revival to Bergen. Yes, it's coming all back. It's coming all back. No, it go down to Denmark. Yeah, and we rejoice in Denmark and you are saved. But sorry, I provoke a little. I live revival every day. If I'm in jail, people get born again. When I'm in Denmark, people get born again. When I'm in America, people get born again. When we're in Mexico, people get born again. I never look at the harvest. I never ask Christian about the harvest. I just get rejected many times, keep doing it, and then I find the person of peace. Because they're there. But if you don't look, you will not find. And it's so important how you view the harvest. And Jesus gave us a teaching. In John 4, he come to the woman at the well. And it's very important this. He come to the woman at the well in Samaria. Just before he approached the woman, he sent his disciples away and said, go and get something to eat. Very good. I would have done the same without Jesus. Go and get something to eat. I don't want you to mess this up. Jesus spoke with the woman. What was their response when they came back? What are you doing with that woman? And we know the story. Jesus spoke. She came to faith. Not only her, the whole city came to faith. Not only there. Philip came to Samaria later and continued building on it. And that was the first place we saw a big revival. It did not start with Philip in Samaria. It started with a woman at the well. But Jesus used this opportunity to teach us something. This is what I love with Jesus. He did not just sit up our roles and say, today I'm going to teach you that the harvest is ready and plentiful. No, he did not do that. He said, come here. And then he take them out, and then he teach them. I think you don't forget those lessons you learned out in the real life. And what was his message? His message was this. He said, I have food to eat that you know not about. And then, we start here. You have a saying, there is still 4 months for harvest. But I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps straw awaits and harvests a crop for eternal life. So the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. And then he continued this, one sower, another reap. That is the truth. And we often say, oh, I'm just sowing. I like sowing, but I like reaping more. And look what he said here, I have sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done their work, and you have reaped the benefit of their labor. Let's do that. It's okay to sow. We all sow, but let's reap. But what did he say? Don't say there's 4 months to harvest. Years ago, I heard in my old church, I heard a New Year preaching. And I heard it, hallelujah, oh, you're so good. This year, this is the year of the harvest. This is the year of the breakthrough. This is the year of multiplication. I heard that sermon. I'm like, this is the, I got excited. This year, this is going to be the year. It was a New Year sermon. And I was so excited. It was years ago. I opened and I took the tape out. And I looked. And it was 8 years old. And nothing had changed. You can be the same place next year, or you can be a different place. It's up to you. I'm not waiting for the harvest to change. It's already ready and plentiful. The problem is the workers. And what is our problem? One of them is that the way we view the harvest. Open your eyes. The harvest is ready. What do you think have happened if Jesus' disciples have gone alone? There was a woman at the well. What have happened? I tell you what have happened. Nothing. Nothing have happened if Jesus' disciples have gone alone. Not that the harvest was not ready and plentiful. It was there. The revival was just in front of them. But nothing had happened because they were blind. And you need to open your eyes and look at the harvest the right way. It makes all the difference. You know, we know it takes faith to heal the sick, but it takes faith to see people born again. Let me explain. Faith in itself is dead. Faith in itself is nothing. It's like a body without breath. But faith should be an action that leads to a result. If I believe that the harvest is not ready, it's not plentiful, if I believe people in Bergen don't want Jesus, that faith would influence my action. And nothing would happen. And I can go around in Bergen for my whole life and say, no one get born again. Why? Because I don't believe that the harvest is ready. But if I get faith, let's say my faith said, okay, I can go out and share Jesus. And then I go out and share Jesus. As soon as I've done it, thank you. And I'll go home. Even if I meet a person who's open, you're open. Hallelujah. Think of this. Pray. Read your Bible. Bye-bye. My faith will never allow me to go deeper. I had a time in my life, every time I went out, I shared Jesus, I came back. I shared Jesus, I came back. I never did anything else. Then suddenly my faith grew. I understood I can pray for the sick. I shared Jesus, and I prayed for the sick, and they got healed. And I went back. And I did that for a long time, shared Jesus, prayed for the sick, got healed, came back. But no one got born again. I shared Jesus and people got healed, but no one got born again. I never cast out a demon. But one day, I cast out a demon. So now I shared Jesus, prayed for sick, cast out a demon. Then I went back again. Because my faith did not allow me to go further. I did not know what to do. But then later I start to discover that, whoa, I can do one more step, and I can do one more step as a disciple. I can do one more step as a disciple. I can do one more step. And now we do most of all of it. So it's not the harvest that needs to change, it's us. And we need to take one step at a time. And I often use a little funny illustration. Let's be a little funny here. Try to imagine you drive here on the street, out in the area, and you see a farmer standing there. He opened the barn door, and the barn door is open. Harvest, come in. Harvest, harvest, come in. Harvest, harvest, come in. The barn is empty. There is a seat for you. Harvest, come in, harvest. And he's like, why do the harvest not come? So he take a megaphone. Maybe the harvest don't hear. Come in, harvest. Harvest, come in. And the harvest don't come in. And his first conclusion is there's something wrong with the harvest. I know why the harvest don't want to come in. The barn is dirty. So he cleaned up the barn and he put a nice couch and a coffee machine, Starbucks, smoke machine. He made the barn so cozy, the best barn in the world. And he thinks, now the harvest will come in. And the harvest don't come in. The only thing he got out of making the barn so nice is now all the workers are sitting drinking coffee. I have a news to you. It's good to come to church. We are together. We are here to be trained. But then we are here to be sent out. The harvest will not come and knock the door. We have to go out and get it. It's not created to walk in. We are created to go out. And we can all learn that. So I will jump a little in here. I will build on this later. What is important there? In the look there, is when he sent them out, he said, when you come to a house and there is a person of peace, sit down with them, eat and drink what they serve. Listen here. This is not for evangelists. This is for the whole body. We don't expect everyone to stand on a bench and shout on the street, hey, everyone, hey, God. Like, who like that? Who don't like that? Who likes to stand with a mic in a hand and preach in a church? Who don't like that? Who likes to be in front of a TV and recording, filming? Who don't like that? What is wrong with you? No, listen here. What is so beautiful with the call Jesus gave is for all apprentices, all disciples. And it's not a platform. It's even not going out on the street. It's to find one person. What do you do when you find that person? Sit down and eat and drink. That is the missing piece many places. I have met many people who have evangelized, shared Jesus for years, and they've never seen people born again. And what one secret is, they don't sit down with people and eat and drink. How many here like to eat and drink? Come on! Now we just need to put Jesus in the midst of that. That was how they did it. Listen here. When I started evangelizing Denmark, I did not know what it meant that the house was ready and plentiful. I did not know that there was people who would not receive the message, and then I need to put the dust off my hands and feet. So when I started in Denmark, it was like this. Every beginning was difficult. I remember first time I was evangelizing, I sat down on a bench. Hi. Good weather today. Yeah. You cannot do that here. You say it's raining today. And then, how do you do it like, oh, God created the weather? No, like, how do you? It was very difficult, you know. But over time, I tried to take new steps. And very often it's like, hey, can I talk to you about God? No, I'm not interested. Hey, Jesus, no, I believe in Darwin, Islam, Mormons, all of this, and this, and this, and this. And I didn't have the answer when they talk about Darwin and DNA and other religion, and I did not know what to say. So every time they argued with me, I thought, oh, I need to study more. So I went home and I got a Mormon's book, I got a Quran, I got a Jehovah's Witness, I was studying, I was seeing videos, and I thought, now I'm equipped to finally share about Jesus. I went out again, hey, what about fossils and DNA and Darwin? And now I had the answer. No! And what happened when I gave them the answer? They asked a new question. And I gave them the answer. They asked a new one. I gave them the answer, and then they walked and didn't want to listen. And I found out that those who just wanted to argue, they didn't want the truth. It was just an excuse of going on sinning. And I found out that you never win people by an argument. But what I did not know. So what happened? I discussed, I tried to, you need Jesus, I don't want Jesus, you need Jesus. And I went home, sometimes tired. Jesus, you said the harvest is ready and plentiful, but not in Denmark. In Norway, but not Denmark. Like, I was thinking like that. Why? Because I went and I spent 20 minutes arguing, half hour arguing. And I went home and, I'd never do that today. I forgot all about the things I learned. I never talk about Darwin, DNA, and all. Oh, I just want to talk about Jesus. That's all I know, all I need, and all I do. Because when they don't only want to discuss, instead of spending 20 minutes arguing, have a good day, have a good day, have a good day, hey, have a good day, hey, have a good, hey, God rejected, 29, 30, 21, 31, and then suddenly, ding, the person of peace. Now I found that person. But I'll never find that person if I have argued with every single one. Let me illustrate something. Have you been a Kickstart before with me? No. Danny, can you come up here? Okay, Danny, stand up. I want you to, you're ready to help me? Okay. Yeah, I want you to find something. Are you good at finding things?
I don't know.
Sit down again. Come on, wife. I take your wife off. Come here. Okay. Are you good at finding something? You are good. Okay, I now gave you 10 seconds. Okay? 10 seconds to find. Are you ready? And she wants to make a good impression. Okay, 10 seconds and we start now. 1, 2, 3, what? 4, 5, what? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You didn't do it. Just go around the corner. Just go around the corner with her. Yeah, I will explain later. Just go around the corner. Just go around the corner. Go around the corner. Go in. Okay, come in again. Andrea, come here. Okay, Andrea, I am a very merciful guy and full of grace and love. So I give you one more chance. 10 seconds to find your husband. Oh, you found already. Come on. Ah, you're you know, oh, I didn't even. You are good. Come on. He has eyes on you. What happened? In the beginning, Andrea stood there. Your heart was in the right place. You wanted to make a good impression. You wanted to find. But you end up frustrated. Because like, what? And you're almost paralyzed. You're like, what leg to stand on? Because she did not know who she was looking for. But next time you came in, you've You find out yourself, but you're supposed to find your husband. And this time, duh! And this is our problem when we talk about evangelizing. We're like, okay, let's evangelize. Yes. What? What are we doing? What are we finding? What are we here? And we are paralyzed. We don't know what legs to stand for, and there's too many persons. But when you find, you know what to find. Danny, the person of peace. Suddenly like, okay. And many often they're like, oh, I thought he was here, but he had moved. Where is he? And now we are looking. And sometimes the Holy Spirit helps us. I found it. You are not here to save the whole world. Drop trying to save the world. It's not your job. You are not the savior of the world. Jesus is the savior of the world. But you are here to find our personal peace. One person. And everyone can do that. What do we then do when we find that person? That was my problem then. In my everyday life, sometimes I found somebody who was like, oh, I had a conversation with somebody and like, I felt they were really open. So what did I do? Here's my card. We have a really good church. Come on Sunday, please. And I meet somebody Wednesday afternoon. I invite them to church on Sunday. Then I come to church on Sunday. Oh, they're coming. Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, they're coming. They're coming a little late. But they are soon here. They are really late, but they're coming. They did not come. How many times have we not tried that? But they said they were open. Yeah, but you didn't do it Jesus' way. You invite them to church. When you meet a person Monday, Wednesday afternoon, and you invite them to church on Sundays, you have an enemy, Satan. He have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 5 days, will come with thousands of excuses why not to come that Sunday. Just a phone call just before the meeting start. Or how many have not stayed there? Shall I use this shirt or this shirt? Oh, how do they dress in the church? I don't know anyone. I don't know the songs. I just stay home. We have lost so many souls because we invite them to church. But those churches are not suitable for it because they need the gospel. First time I managed to invite somebody in church, it was in my church, not this church, my church, the church I came in years ago. I remember I had a sinner with me, a friend with me in church. And we are not used to this in our church. We have a sinner. It's going to be good. And then the worship started. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are worshiping, and then we are worshiping, and I looked at that person. That person stood like this. I was like, okay, come on, hurry up, come on. Not so many songs. Relax, it's going to be good. It's not only, just wait, come on. We're like forever, come on, hurry up. And then after the worship, then there was like information about kids and program and everything and information. That person, I like, yeah. And then we talk about the money. I need your money. I need money. 10%, 10, 15, 20, any higher, 20, 25% there right now, 10, 50, coming, money. And there was like, and her eyes just become bigger. And I'm like, no, we are not a cult. We're not after your money. Just relax. Shut up. Come to the preaching. And then finally, after like 1.5 hour, they came to a preaching. I talk about how Abraham took a knife and wanted to offer Isaac. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, please. And then, of course, 2 minutes in the end, anyone wants Jesus to lift up your hand and like, see, they don't know nothing. And I actually challenge today, never invite him to church. Can get them born again first. And then they have the same spirit. And they will come in and they will lift their hands and they will worship and they will get excited. Because they need the gospel. Sit down with them at Burger King, McDonald's, wherever they are. I don't think you do. And some, it's not this church. I've been all over the world, like, and I've met many people. I remember one time I was in Poland. I met a guy in Poland. The pastor, we talked, very nice guy, really nice guy. And then he there was a very religious church, and he went behind the platform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Welcome in the house of God today. And he just transformed to something I did not know what was. So try to imagine him. Like, you go out with him, and you meet with him, and let's meet on Burger King or McDonald's. Hallelujah. Welcome to McDonald's. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a Big Mac? Oh, a Big Mac and a smoothie and a Sunday ice with caramel. Hallelujah. And then he speak nonstop for 45 minutes. Thank you. See you next Sunday. Bye-bye and go. That would be weird. We don't do like that, do we? Hopefully not. What happened? If you sit down with people. Hi. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from? Yeah, where are you? Living here in Bergen? Okay. This is Sarah, what's your name? I didn't know to say that. So, and then you have a conversation. You are normal. You don't transform, you don't become weird. You're normal and you talk with people, and you drink a cup of coffee and you laugh and you get to know that person and you hear their story. Where are you from? Okay. Have you met God? Have you not met God? Okay. What about, like, do you grow up in Christian family? Okay. Are you praying a lot? Not praying? Okay. Do you know about speaking tongues? No. Do you know anyone? Oh, you know somebody who's speaking tongues. Your family? Okay. What do you think about them? Oh, do you think they're a little weird? Okay. I understand that. I have the same feeling one time. And then you talk with them. And then you share the gospel. And you don't need to take up an offering. You don't need 45 minutes worship. You don't need a lot of information about kids program. You just give them Jesus. Share Jesus with them. Get them to repent. Baptize in water. You do that. Baptize with the Holy Spirit. And then you can take them to church on Sunday and they can share testimonies. And then they're on fire, love Jesus, and they'll just love being with the rest of the family because they have the same spirit. And they know somebody, they have a friend, you. Instead of meeting a stranger and getting invited to a place they don't know, they've never been before. But I don't know how to do it. No, me neither, first time. But that's why we're here. We are here to learn how to share the gospel. And this is what we're going to look at next time. How do we lead people to repentance, faith, baptism, water, and Holy Spirit? So again, it's simple. Again, I want to use another example. Who here like to sit down with people and just hear their life story? Just spend 1-2 hours with people. Yeah. You like that? I often say like this. I'm also good at that. Like, I want to know your life. You have 5 minutes. More than 5 minutes sometimes become hard for Thomas Søndergaard. I'm not so good at that. I'm a little too fast, a little faster. But like we are different, the world we are reaching are also different. And some people, I'm not the best to reach them. You are. There's women here. I will not sit down with a woman your age. You will not sit down with a man my age. We are just different. And we have an idea that, oh, no, I cannot win people for Christ. Of course you can. One person at a time. Invite them over. And the truth is that there is many personal peace out there, but there is another truth is that you already know somebody probably. You already know somebody. And it's not only sharing the whole full gospel. I put this up. This is what we are going to talk about. Do you know somebody that needs, one, to hear the gospel? Or two, maybe they have heard and they have faith, but they need deep repentance. Or maybe they have heard and have repented, but they have not been baptized in water. Or maybe they have repented and been baptized in water, but they have not received the Holy Spirit. Or maybe they have repented, got baptized in water, received the Holy Spirit, but they need to get kick-started so they can go out and bear much fruit. Some of you already know somebody. And I want to teach you something. I taught a friend in Mexico, one of the pastors that changed his life. One of the pastors, Armando, we went to a conference. A big conference with a lot of people, a concert outside and many different tents and meetings. And I had a few meetings there, only a few meetings. And I found out that day that, whoa, there are many, many people here who have not received the Holy Spirit. They love Jesus, but they have not received the Holy Spirit. And they're going to be here for a week, and then they're going to leave without the Spirit. So I said to my friend Armando, that is not good enough. We need to do something. Come with me. So we find a guy who arranged the conference, say, hey, there's too many people here who have not received the Holy Spirit. I give me a tent. Can I use that tent so I can do an extra meeting? I want to have people receive the Holy Spirit. And he's like, but you can stand outside. There's room outside on before the concert. You can get a half hour. I need more than a half hour. But just give me that tent. And he said, okay. Everyone, there is a meeting here. Everyone who has not received the Holy Spirit, come in there. And I was walking around. Everyone, have you not received the Holy Spirit? Do you not speak in tongues? We want to invite you in. We have an extra meeting, 15 minutes. And we get a lot of people. And many people came and we started. As soon as we started preaching, the heaven opened and rain came down. It was raining, pouring down like Bergen. What happened? Everyone ran in under the tent. So that was good. So now we have a big tent. And we just did something. And many hundreds of people received the Holy Spirit that night. We prayed for people for 5 hours. And my friend, Armando, he learned something. Something I've been preaching again and again, and that is this. It happens because we do it. If we don't do it, it don't happen. Write that down. Something changed in his life. It happens because we do it. If we don't do it, it don't happen. It's actually very simple. It happens because we do it. If we don't do it, it don't happen. Something clicked for him. He came home and called his family who was in another state and said, hey, can I come and set up a meeting? Yes. He went there and set up a meeting. 3 pastors came, met God. They invited him back. Next time there was 38 churches who came and he trained them all and he's full-time and things happen. He learned something simple. It happens because we do it. If we don't do it, it don't happen. One more story here. I went to Canada, this is a story I often tell, to a small church, and there was a young man. I looked at him and said, hallelujah, so you have met Jesus? And he said, no, you have not? No. Have you baptized? No. Have you received the Holy Spirit? No. So why not? I don't know. How many months have you been in the church? 4. Okay. So I called the leaders in the church. Hey, this guy here been in your church for 5 months, or 4 months. Why have he not got baptized? Why have not received the Spirit? I don't know. And I looked at him. You should have done this 4 months ago. So I took him, put him on a chair in front of me, a table, said, everyone gather around. I took the gospel cards I have down there. I'm going to share them next time, but you can get them all right now. Sit down, and I laid out the gospel for him. You need to repent. You need to be baptized. You need the Holy Spirit. This is the gospel. What do you want to do? I want to repent. Then repent. Go and repent. Go and say you are sorry to God and come back in 10 minutes, I'll baptize you. Okay. So he went and repented. He came back 10 minutes later, I baptized him in water. He received the Holy Spirit. He was walking around before the meeting started. Spoke in tongues and he met God. Why did it happen? Because I did it. If I haven't done it, it had not happened. I said to the leaders in the church, what have happened if I had not come today? Maybe he had given one more 2 months, 2 months more, and thought, God don't want me, this is not for me, and then he have left church again. We have a weird idea that people will come to us, or if we just get them into the church, God will do the rest. Or we can just stand behind a platform and preach and God will do everything. No, we need to do it. If you know somebody who needs repentance, don't just wait for them to repent. Sit down with them and explain, and then this is repentance. Repent. If they need baptism, then do something about it. If they need the Holy Spirit, then just don't pray for God to give them the Holy Spirit without laying hands on them. And pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. If there's a need, do something about it. But I don't know how. Okay, let's help you. Let's do it together. So what we can do here, we have a big team with us who have experience in doing this. And we want to use those weeks to work with you and challenge you. What we can do is we can go out on the street and we can find a person in peace, and we're going to do that. But some of you already know somebody right now. Who do you know right now who are seeking God? Who do you know who are asking questions about God? Let's team up together. Let you connect with one of the students. You invite them over to your house. We come to your house. You know the person. We can help share the gospel. Then you get the training, discipleship, firsthand. And you can see how we share the gospel with somebody. You can see how we lead them to repentance. We baptize them together with you in your bathtub or wherever we do. We pray together with you for them to receive the Holy Spirit. And when you experience that firsthand, you can do it alone next time with the next one. You are so quiet. Are you there? So we are thinking now not only who is completely out in the world who don't know God, who need the whole gospel. We want to find them. But also, who do you know who have a faith but are struggling, who need freedom? Who do you know who have been waiting, I want to be baptized, but I need help. Who do you know who need the Holy Spirit, who've been longing for the Holy Spirit for years? Let's team up. Because this is the best training. We want this to be more than just me standing and preaching to you and you go home and you have forgot everything you heard in a few weeks. We want to see it in action. And we are already going from house to house and visit people and so on, and we are busy with that. And this is some of the things we want to do with you. Okay? Are you there? Yeah. So I want to end up here. So what have we learned tonight? Oh, we are apprentices. Welcome to apprenticeship. Welcome to a discipleship. Let's do it. Let's make mistakes. Let's learn to get rejected with a smile. Let's pray for people who don't get healed. Let's try to cast out demons, it don't happen. Let's baptize people in the wrong way. It's how it is. I know as a baker, I learned most by the mistakes I did. The mistakes taught me even sometimes more than the good things I did. And then I learned what not to do. And then next time I became better. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. So now we need a lot of practical on training. How can we do that? Your everyday life, start to think personal peace, personal peace, personal peace, personal peace. When you walk around and are praying, be led by the Holy Spirit. Pray and say, okay, God, who are you leading me to? If you feel drawn to a person, then go and talk with that person. Try to do something you have never done before. For some of you, that can be, excuse me, can I talk to you about Jesus? For some of you, you have done that many times. Next time is, can we sit down and drink a cup of coffee? For some of you, is you already know the person. You set up a meeting with them before I see you next week. So during these weeks that come, you take the phone and you call them and say, hey, come over. There is something I want to share to you. And then you use the gospel cards down there. But I haven't learned to use them yet. Okay, buy them tonight and start to practice. Otherwise, take one of our team with you. Team up with our team. All who are standing there, they can help. They can lead you through. They can come to your house. We will love coming to your house. We will love sitting down with your friends. We will love help to pray for people. And then you are there and you experience it. And you learn and we train you at the same time. Okay? So next time, we will build on this. We'll share more stories. On Saturday, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock Saturday, we will meet outside Espresso House for those who want to learn to be rejected and find a personal peace. And then you can get some training. And the good thing sometimes with starting out on the streak is if you fool up and mess up and do something that is embarrassing, you're not going to see them again. So that is sometimes good to start out there. Okay? What? Oh, the center. What is that called? Yeah, I cannot say that. Tormannigan. Is that Tormannigan? What did that mean? Tall. Okay. Tom being a Mannigan. Okay. But I think, so this is, you're all different. I want to challenge you. We're going to end up with a song here. No, I have one more thing. Take a step you have not taken before. Can you do that? That is the thing. During this week, take a step you have not taken before. Have those things in the mind. Take a step you haven't done before. If you already now know who you would like to reach out to, before you leave today, go to our team there and say, hey, I need help. If you Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday are suddenly, I have somebody who needs to be baptized, you reach out to me or Steiner or somebody. Who's from Jesus Fellowship, actually? Okay, who's from outside Jesus Fellowship? Okay. If you're from Jesus Fellowship, reach out to me, Steiner, or Danny, or some of the others, and say, hey, I have some people. I have a person come over. I need help. Can you send somebody? Then we are ready to go. Okay? If you're outside, find me on Facebook. Find me someplace and say, hey, I have three people I'd like to invite over who are seeking God. Can you come? Can somebody come to my house during this week? And then we will come to you. We will meet you, and we will do it together with you. Okay? This is what I want. I want to end up, if you want to give a gift, I put this on there to help to this work. And I leave that here, and then we will see you next Monday. Are you good? We also do meeting Saturday evening here. We do a meeting Sunday evening here, and then we will continue next week. Have been good? Do you want to do something about it? Yes. Let's find some people. Let's take a step. Let's do something we have never done before. I leave this, but we take one song. Let's stand up and take this song. And let it be like a proclamation song. Let it be like, I'm being sent out now. With this song, I'm going to be sent out here. I just pray, God, we thank you for tonight. Thank you because the harvest is ready. The harvest is ready, God. But the workers are few, God. I pray that you would send out workers from this place, God. Workers out to the harvest, God, and help us this week, God. Help us to be led by your Holy Spirit, God. Help us to find a personal peace. Help us, God. God, if there's people right now in our life, God, who need the gospel, who need repentance, who need the baptism, who need the Holy Spirit, God, I pray that you will come and remind us of that person right now. Just be open. Just listen. God, come and remind us right now. Put a person in our heart. Speak to us. Speak to us. Put one person in our mind right now, God. One person, God. Who is that person, God, you want us to reach out to this week, God? And help us, God, to take steps, God, as we have never taken before, God. God, help us to look more like you this week that's coming than we did last week, God. Help us to grow, not only in knowledge, but help us to grow in experience, God. Help us to take steps, God. Come with your Holy Spirit and use us, God. We love you, God, and we want to serve you, God. Come with your Holy Spirit and receive our words now and send us out. Send us out. Send us out, God.
For the Lamb has conquered. Is ready. We have to go. We won't stop till the whole world knows there's power in your blood to save every soul. We're not ashamed of the gospel. Harvest is ready. We have to go. We won't stop till preach the gospel and die and be forgotten. As long as you get glory, and I will preach the gospel and die and be forgotten. As long as you get the glory. Gospel and die and be forgotten as long as lift your voice to the Lord and I will preach the gospel.
Thank you for what you're doing, God. God, thank you because the harvest is ready, God. Thank you because there's people out there who are waiting, God, who are seeking you, God. God, give us ears to hear, God, and help us to be led by your Spirit, God. Help us to put away all fear of man, fear of being rejected, God. And God, this week here, God, help us to take new steps, God. Help us to take steps in faith we have never taken before, God. And see how you are with us, God. You are with us, God. Come with your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for this time. Thank you for what you're doing, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Can our team come up here? Luke 10 School, can you come up here? I want to end up here just to present our team. Some of them have the thing over, some don't. But the way we want to work is, we want to go out on the street. We are doing this. We are here to help you. Again, it's, we can give teaching, but what we do here is very limit. It's very limit. But out there is out there training happens. This is our team. All of them, or most everyone here, is not from Bergen. So you have something we don't have. We don't know people here. We don't have neighbors. We don't have colleagues. We haven't walked beside people. You know people right now who need healing, who need freedom. We need the Holy Spirit. Let's work together. You reach out to those people you know, and you reach out to some people from our team, and we team up. And they have been training. They have gone through the gospel cards. We're going to do that with you next week. But we have been training and training and training and training and training. And there's people here who know how to take people to repentance, step, baptism, water, the whole package. There's people here who know how to take and go out and kickstart you. You can get special personal training here. You even don't need to wait till Saturday. So I want you to be bold. We end up now here, but use this opportunity and think of who do you have right now and what do you need help for. And then we end up now, but go around and talk with the people and arrange with us and say, hey, I need a woman and a man. Hey, I need help. Can you come? And if that they know, maybe I can ask him, because he has more experience and they have more experience. And then you team up, share phone number, and then you meet during the week and you deal with them. And this weekend coming up again, we are sending our students out every Friday to Sunday. And we always need homes for the people. Why not host somebody in your home? If you have an extra bedroom, or move the kids into your bedroom, open up, invite them over to your home. And then you have 2 days with them. And then at the same time, you have a weekend where you can invite some other friends over to a kind of pizza and Jesus. And then you get it firsthand. And you get trained. You see it. This is how things are growing. So we want to end up now. If you want to give a gift, you can go to that. If you want to take a student with you home, you can do that. Miles is the one organizing also. So if you have a home, you can host people in the weekend. You go to Miles. And then let's do this together. I know for Jesus Fellowship, they have a Facebook page. Yeah.
Så for alle som Jesus-fellesskapet, så tenker vi å bruke Facebook-gruppen JF-familien til å dele vitnesbyrd. Vi kan også bruke det til hvis du trenger noen til å komme, og du har lyst til at noen skal komme, så kommer vi til å følge med der, og så kan vi koble. Hvis du ikke med i den Facebook-gruppen, så anbefaler jeg deg bare gå inn, JF-familien. Kom inn i den, så kan vi dele vitnesbyrd om hva Gud gjør, og kommunisere. Yes.
For the rest of us, we have a Norwegian, it's not a Facebook page for just Bergen. Yeah, it's a Facebook page we have from Norway, where we will share information as it comes out. If you're not in that Facebook page, you can also go there before you leave and take that. And then when we come together next week, be ready to share testimonies. And we don't want... We are here for testimonies, not what God did 5 years ago. We don't eat old food. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and do his work. So we eat every day. Give me today my daily food, my daily bread. So let's be ready to share some testimonies and then encourage each other and let's do it together. Okay? I'm excited. Thank you. Okay, thank you guys.